This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Before it was possible to send voices over the radio, Morse code was our global language, relayed between a worldwide network of receiving and transmitting stations. One of them was established by the Marconi Company on the West Marin Coast in 1913, beaming signals west from a transmitter at Bolinas and receiving them a few miles away on the ridgetop above Marshall. Somewhat miraculously, that dual facility not only still exists, but has been restored to working order by the homegrown Maritime Radio Historical Society, which held an open house demonstration over the weekend. Co-founder Richard Dillman presided over a table of antique but active electronic gear set up in one of the station's original buildings at what is now the state-owned Marconi Conference Center and explained what they were doing.
We're using equipment that's appropriate to the period. We're using the transmitters in Bolinas, just as the station did then. And we, amazingly enough, are actually communicating with two historic ships out on San Francisco Bay, the SS Jeremiah O'Brien and the SS Red Oak Victory. And they're all using their original World War II equipment on the historic frequencies that they used at that time.
As a busload of visiting students observed, demonstration messages were sent and received, all according to prearrangement, but mixed in with them was
a real message, not some ceremonial message, from the radio officer on the Red Oak Victory, who built this console here that we're using today, and he asked me to confirm certain technical details about it. So I'm going to type up this message saying, yes, these are the details.
Yes, a vintage manual typewriter was part of the setup, used to draft the messages before they were keyed out over the air. Dillman says that's part of the old procedures that he and his colleagues use when they're out there every weekend keeping the signal active.
There are actually commercial ships, container ships, still plying the ocean, who do call us. Now, admitted, the radio operator on board is an enthusiast, but he has preserved the radio gear on this one ship I'm thinking of, and he calls us and gives his reports to the Coast Guard through us, just as this station did for so many years.
The West Marin Telegraph Station finally shut down in 1997, which Dillman says was one of the lucky factors that enabled the preservation of the historic facility.
These stations, which were numbering in the hundreds around the world and in the dozens here in the United States, have all gone off the air. The physical artifacts have all been bulldozed. This one is unique in the fact that it was on Park Service land, so it was physically preserved. And it's also unique in that our historical society was in a position to work with the National Park Service to restore this station, and that certainly is the first time that has ever happened to any of these stations.
The Marshall Station is further unique in remaining active on the radio channel that is reserved for emergency maritime communications.
After the Titanic disaster, there was a certain frequency that was set aside for SOS, and that tradition remained in place right up through 1999. Now, even though that's not in effect any longer, to us, this is hallowed ground. It's what every officer, every radio officer, every shore-based operator listen to every day of their working life. And to us, this is a very important spot. And in fact, I was just communicating on it today.
You can see pictures of some of the preserved and restored radio gear on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson, over and out.